This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Paul Redding, who's the Vice President for Partner Engagement and Cybersecurity with the Compliancy Group. Paul, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today, Doug.
Well, I'm excited about this podcast because I think we're going to be talking about a topic that is really a key to success for many MSPs and channel partners in the coming year, and that is unlocking the treasure that is healthcare in terms of opportunity, how to get in there. It's really hard and difficult for some people. They think it might be really challenging because it is a regulated environment, but I think once you're able to get inside that environment, there's a lot of great opportunities to be had. So let's stay tuned for this podcast. But Paul, first of all, what is the Compliancy Group?
We are a compliance tracking solution. We are basically the industry standard for simplified compliance for healthcare. We were founded by HIPAA auditors about 16 years ago. And in that time frame since then, we've expanded across that space. So today, Compliancy Group provides a complete compliance program for everyone from single user doctors all the way up to some of your larger EMR, EHR companies. And in the channel specifically, we work both with MSPs, VARs, resellers, telephony partners, all these technology providers to get them compliant, and then in turn actually also help them manage and provide compliance for their clients.
So, you know, what one of the things that's really interesting about your organization is that it was literally founded, the DNA of your company is all about understanding HIPAA. It's not just a bunch of guys who said, okay, we're going to try to master this, but it was people that already understood how to do that.
You nailed it, Doug. If there's any, you know, special sauce in this thing, it's that we were built in and to directly address the HIPAA security and HIPAA privacy standards that were created. We were founded, again, by auditors who, if you go back 16 years ago, we cut our teeth going out to the LA counties, the Tennessee Department of Health, Kaiser was a client, you know, these really large enterprise organizations, and doing full audits for them that, frankly, go just way beyond their IT. Yes, IT risk assessments, you know, were always a portion of what we deliver, but in order to work first with those big groups and now with the thousands and thousands of medical providers we have to deliver something that goes into, you know, all the privacy standards and the policies and procedures and really addresses all of what is the HIPAA law, which makes us pretty unique in this space.
So speaking of that, very recently you guys were at the Channel Partner Conference. I understand it was really successful event for you. I wonder what you learned talking to the channel partners.
You know, Doug, it was a great event. First of all, it was fabulous to see so many people come back together, so many faces that were excited to be back out among the world. You know, I think this was arguably the first truly full-blown back to normal conference that we've had since, you know, the whole COVID thing. And so it was really exciting to be able to reconnect with so many partners. In the MSP channel, which is my background, I was an MSP for about 14 years. And let's say that event sector, you know, we've already exposed our brand pretty well. A lot of the MSP community super familiar with us, use us, you know, have worked with us for years. We're a little bit newer to, let's say, you know, the telephony and the true VAR space. So Channel Partners is one of those events that we're really using out there, they're using to get ourselves out there and say, hey, you know, everybody, we're here. In answer to your question, one of the things that I found most striking was how many of the attendees there stopped, saw the thing above me that said, you know, HIPAA compliance solved, and walked over and goes, HIPAA, like the medical thing? What does that have to do with me? And, you know, I was a little struck that there was such a large number of attendees that were shocked to go and went, wait, HIPAA? I mean, I sell phone service, right? So we had some really interesting conversations around that.
So what does it have to do with me? In other words, you know, a lot of people have made a fine living up until this point, and they are were vaguely aware of HIPAA sort of out there, and they didn't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, Doug, you make a good point, you know, that there's been this technology community that's been out there servicing clients in the medical space and all throughout, you know, different aspects of society, and largely have been, let's call it, blissfully unaware of this whole HIPAA thing. The reality is that years ago, a rule was put into place called the Omnibus Rule in HIPAA. And what it basically says at a high level is if you have even one single client that is in any way accessing or conceivably interacting with what is called EPHI, so this is just electronic health records, okay? If you have one client in a space that does that and you can conceivably, and they literally use the word conceivably, interact with, view, participate in the storage or transmission of that data, you are what's called a business associate. And you're under the HIPAA law too. Where there's a big disconnect and a big misunderstanding is that many service providers believe, incorrectly, sadly, that if they don't sign a business associate agreement or this medical customer doesn't make you sign something that says you're aware of this healthcare data, that you're off the hook. You can just kind of like proceed on with your life and, you know, healthcare stuff is their issue and you're here to deliver, for example, phone service or MSP services. But let's take both of those vendors, for example, a traditional VoIP vendor or UCaaS vendor. Look, the reality is you're either hosting, if you're doing, you know, like you're hosting it yourself, you're one of the big guys, or you're reselling and in most cases, managing a system that includes things like, I don't know, voicemail, right? And as soon as you take, let's say I call into my doctor and I say, hey doc, this is Paul. I'm not going to make my 11 o'clock appointment today. I need to reschedule. I actually just left a piece of protected health information right there. As soon as I gave them my name, I acknowledge that I have this appointment, I leave this on their messaging system. All that did is just yank healthcare data right into that system you as a service provider manage. Let's flip around and take an MSP, which is what I used to be. You know, great example would be I had a doctor that had an Outlook problem. And so being very smart and trying to help us figure out what the problem was, Outlook had this little pesky error message pops up. So the doctor takes a quick screenshot, attaches that to a ticket, and sends it into my help desk system. Not thinking about the fact that in his Outlook, right there, he has a preview up of a PDF with somebody's medical record. I now have it. My technicians have viewed it. Those are just like two really quick examples of the way what we call PHI bleed happens. It's how you as a service provider end up holding, you know, the proverbial hot potato.
So let's talk about this a little bit, because is it hard for an MSP or channel partner to master compliancy?
Well, I mean, HIPAA alone, let's just take it for example, is a 700 plus page law written by lawyers to be audited and interpreted by other lawyers. The law is not written in such a way that a layperson can easily read it or translate it. And I'll tell you, one of the most frustrating things for the technology provider is that all of the security controls and advice are super crazy gray, because this law is written for an entire industry. When we talk about healthcare today, Doug, one thing I want to call out is the size and scope of this thing. So healthcare includes like almost 30%. It's like 27, I think, percent of the U.S. economy now falls into this healthcare bucket. It's 5 million plus small businesses alone. That doesn't mean I'm telling you there's 5 million doctors out there. There's only about 800,000 of these that are doctors, but all the rest of these are what's called business associates, organizations that are in the healthcare space because they work and they live in this arena. So back to your question, is it difficult for managed service providers, or let's say, you know, your telephony, your VARs, all these technology providers to deal with? It's really difficult for everybody. The reason that we exist and the reason that we've gained so much traction is what we do is we kind of pick that up, hold you by the hand and navigate this for you in such a way that you simply don't have to become an expert. So look, I'll be self-serving. If you go through a system like ours where we truly simplify it, break it out and give you someone to coach you through, nah, man, it's actually amazingly simple. If conversely, you want to pick this thing up yourself, get your head around it and figure out what these people meant when they wrote it, it's a heck of a read, my friend.
So were you able to basically connect the dots for the channel partners that you encountered and getting them to see that working with you guys represents an actual opportunity?
Yeah, you know, the thing I think that we're doing well with the messaging around is showing the channel as a whole, this is not supposed to be nothing but a point of risk. These laws, these controls, they weren't put out there to discourage IT providers from servicing and protecting the healthcare space. You shouldn't be afraid of it. As a matter of fact, if you can get your head around it, if you can, you know, work with a group like ours, learn to deliver a complete solution that helps your client actually address this stuff, you can raise the value of your services immediately. You build a lot stickier relationship with the client because, let's face it, you're delivering something that goes above and beyond purely IT. And ultimately, you can give yourself a huge market differentiator. I mean, the organization that walks in and on the front end says, hey, you know, I'm not an MSP like everybody else. I'm in a healthcare organization. As a matter of fact, we work so heavily in this space that we use the same groups you use. We have a third-party validator for HIPAA, and everything that we do is built in and around what is compliance, right? We have to tackle this, and we hit it head-on. That conversation sticks with me as a medical provider, an accountant working in healthcare, really anybody out there that has to deal with this standard. What you just said is, I understand what your problem is, and I am uniquely qualified to help you address it. Again, that's a powerful statement.
2022 is just around the corner. What's your advice for everybody looking into the new year in terms of this issue?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that regulatory compliance as a whole is going to expand in our society in the coming year, 2 year, 5 year, you know, period facing us here. Especially all the technology providers out there know this to be true. We're not doing well as a society and as a nation as a whole in this whole cyber war, right? We're really taking it on the chin right now. And the federal government, state governments, all these organizations are going to have to get their hands around this. So I would encourage everyone out there to look at your client base and identify what the regulatory standards that they have to achieve are. Get your head around that and look back at yourself and say, am I achieving this? Am I in line with this? Does my own internal organization, my policies and procedures, my employee training, does the stuff that I'm doing line up with the requirements for my clients? Because healthcare is one, and it's going to continue as these states pass these safe harbor and privacy acts. Healthcare is a great example of a policy that or a law that says you have to do this too. You as a vendor are responsible for achieving these same standards. And, you know, use that as a way to differentiate yourself. Hit it head on, call it out in your organization, use this to strengthen your position and prepare for the next 5 years. Because one of these days, everyone is going to be saying, you know, what did you do for compliance? How do you handle this? I would go out there and hit this thing head on and be prepared for that.
You know, it sounds to me like you're telling me this is one of those moments that you'll either look back on and say, wow, I'm kind of glad I, you know, jumped in, or will regret that you stayed out.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's one of those where in many ways, one of these days, if you stay in the technology delivery arena, one of these days, they're going to come for you and they're going to put you in this box regardless. Eventually, all the MSPs out there are going to have to achieve some form of regulatory compliance, and it's going to involve a strong degree of privacy.
And I think what you're saying is because healthcare is so ubiquitous, and maybe even the way we define it across the board is you may be already in that industry without knowing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The things that people don't think about. You know, just a few examples of business associates outside of those covered entities, you know, so obviously if your clients are doctors, dentists, psychiatrists, or insurance agents or insurance providers, sure, you know you're in HIPAA, right? You know you're in healthcare. But does that accountant that you're supporting, do they do taxes and the books for medical organizations? What about that billing company that you're working with? Or here's a big one, does that factory you're supporting, are they self-insured? Do they do their own workman's compensation? All of those scenarios take an organization that doesn't look like a traditional healthcare provider and immediately puts them right into the HIPAA thing.
So, Paul, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been really interesting, and it sounds like it's a great opportunity for the coming year for the MSPs and the channel really to look into. Where can we find out more?
Well, yeah, obviously, compliancygroup.com. We're not a difficult organization to find. You'll actually see that we produce a ton of content out there. You can always reach out to me directly. My email address is super creative. It's paul@compliancygroup.com. And then, of course, you know, there you can also, one of the things I would recommend you do, when you go to our website, look at our HIPAA compliance checklist. It's a downloadable document. You can just fill out the form and grab it real quick. And it will actually break down for you absolutely everything that you have to be able to say yes to know whether or not you're compliant. So even if you don't have time for, you know, a call, you don't have time to talk to me today, there is something. Go to compliancygroup.com, get our HIPAA compliance checklist. It's literally available on every page on the website. Grab that thing, pull it down, and take a look at it, both for you and for your client, and say either, yep, I know I did my high-tech Subtitle D privacy audit this year. I'm good to go. Or what the heck is a high-tech Subtitle D privacy audit? If you're asking what the heck it is, give us a shout, and we'd love to, you know, just have a conversation and let you know where you stand, and perhaps it would may, you know, maybe you're going to find out that there's a value there for you.
You know, and I think what I'm learning here is that, you know, some of this stuff sounds like it might be tricky, but you guys are a resource to see your way through it, and at the other end, there might be some big opportunities.
We find that partners that start out working with us, what they eventually find is they go from, I hate compliance and HIPAA, it scares the crap out of me, to I use it as something that's a differentiator and one of the first things I want to talk about when I walk into one of these organizations.
Now, there's a brand builder for those of you who are thinking about how to spiff things up for 2022. So we'll look forward to that, Paul. I know we're going to be talking more in the coming year, but for now, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Absolutely, Doug. Thanks so much for having me. Everybody have a great day out there.